This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, well, this measles outbreak is not getting any better. In fact, 300 students have been quarantined now at two California universities. According to CBS News correspondent Carter Evans, Cal State Los Angeles has 198 students that are quarantined. Health officials think they might have been exposed to measles. 71 students and 127 staff members might have been exposed at a campus library. So that's why I don't go to the library. Libraries, to me, I don't do well in the library. Something's just not right about a room that has to be quiet. I never studied in quiet. I'd have the TV going on. I had brothers and sisters. We had a baby in the house. I never really studied in quiet. So when they say, shh, people are reading. What are they reading? Shh. Oh, I have to be quiet now? I don't do well with librarians. I don't think I've ever met a librarian who liked me. Librarians just hate me. They're a very interesting breed. And if any of you are a librarian out there, I'm not knocking you. I get what you have to do. It's just, I don't really think we could hang. I'm sorry. I just don't. I'm not really that into books. I've read some books. I like books. But I just can't hang at a library. I need to talk to you. Oh, we're not supposed to talk in the library. We're supposed to whisper. I hate whispering. Well, we have to whisper. In fact, I am more annoyed by somebody whispering than talking. So let's say I'm trying to read something. And I hear somebody go, with the store, and then I had to get gas, and I had to whatever. I'm fine with that. But if I hear somebody go, okay, yeah, let's meet after the party. I will go to the party with it. If I hear whispering, my ears perk up. It's almost like I need to listen. Whispering to me is worse. So I think libraries should cover the whole whispering rule. Okay, well, let's get back to this measles thing. At UCLA, 76 students and faculty are still at risk. Six faculty are at risk for a contagious student attending classes. Officials at UCLA said a student contagious with measles attended classes for 3 days earlier, potentially putting hundreds at risk. According to a UCLA student, Nolan Orger, he says, it's crazy to see that that's happening in a place that I spent time studying. It was supposed to be eradicated. Now, the university has identified dozens who may have been exposed. They're being quarantined until medical records can prove their immunity. So medical records are finding your vaccine record, or you could do a blood test, and you could see if you have the antibodies. Remember we talked about the IgG antibodies versus IgM antibodies? IgM antibodies will rise when you have an acute infection, which will tell us if you have an infection right now. If that's negative, we look at the IgG. Your IgG will have been made any time in your past, even as a baby, if you were exposed to something. So if you had gotten the measles or if you had been vaccinated, your IgG titers would be positive. And then they know, okay, you're fine. If your IgG is positive and your IgM is negative, you weren't sick. If your IgM is positive, it is, because IgM is the now. What's going on now? IgG means you were just exposed in the past. So the library gets 2,000 visitors in a day. They say most of them don't sign in or out, so they can't identify all the people who came into the library. Now, again, the question I keep asking every single day is, how many of the cases of measles were in people who weren't vaccinated? Were vaccinated, both. There's now 700 cases and they say the majority of them were unvaccinated. So how many were vaccinated? And why do we have an outbreak if the majority of us have been vaccinated? So one thing they're figuring out, thank God, is maybe our vaccine wasn't good enough. For those of us that were vaccinated before 1989, we might need a booster. Maybe this is a more virulent strain. Still, though, you don't really see that in the articles. There's still a lot of talk of, you know, all right, well, you know, the anti-vaxxers, and there's a big anti-vaccine protest right now at the California Capitol, and, you know. Unfortunately, one of my listeners brought me this story about Ruby Shalom. Now, I don't know if you know about Ruby Shalom. She, she's in England, and she had the HPV vaccine. And she got the HPV vaccine, and I'm a fan. Remember, I'm a fan of vaccines. Just because I'm giving you the news doesn't mean I'm trying to make a point. But I'm a fan of vaccines. But they claim that right after she got the vaccine, she became extremely sick, lost her appetite, fainted repeatedly, started to have chronic headaches, fatigue, intense abdominal pain, and chest pain. Then her feet dragged behind her. 1 month later, she was on crutches. Five months later, she was so weak she couldn't walk, and she was paralyzed from the waist down. So they diagnosed her with a functional neurological disorder. But her doctor didn't think it was the vaccine. He said her sister was ill, and he thinks that maybe she was depressed, and she started to go through this functional neurological disorder because of her stress of her sister. Now, of course, parents have been panicking about the HPV vaccine, and we don't have as high a vaccination rate with the HPV vaccine. And so, on one end, being pro-vaccine, I want us to keep a robust vaccination program. It won't work unless, you know, everybody does it. You know, that's why we still have thousands and thousands of people die of the flu each year, because a lot of people don't get the flu shot. But you have a lot of distrust for vaccines. So the HPV vaccine isn't mandated. The flu vaccine isn't mandated. Measles vaccine now is becoming mandated. And they could do that because we have an epidemic. Even President Trump has now said parents must vaccinate the children. So, you know, he was kind of slow to weigh in on this. And, you know, he's now saying we have to get the shots. Vaccinations are so important. But the problem we have is a lot of parents out there are seeing these cases. They don't know if it's fake news or not. And they want answers. 1-877-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So making today's headlines is Donald Trump said he is a young, vibrant man. And people have been, you know, debating his health. They've been asking me, you know, how much longer do I think he has to live? People were asking that about Hillary Clinton. You know, and it was a shame because Hillary actually seemed to be more sick than, you know, Donald Trump. She had the issues with the fainting and all that and, you know, the pictures of the Secret Service guy holding the shot, which we believe might have been an anti-seizure medication. There were all these rumors going around and not knowing. You know, and you know, Donald Trump, however, you know, opened up his medical records, let us see them, which was also debatable whether, you know, that's really necessary for a president. Some people say yes, some people say no, they have a right to privacy, which we'll talk about. But his health and his age is coming up because Joe Biden has thrown his name in the ring. And Joe Biden, they were saying, was 78 the other day in one report, but I thought he was younger. I think he's like 76. Bernie Sanders is 77. And might I add, I mean, gosh, Joe Biden looks 20 years younger than Bernie Sanders. He really looks good. I don't know. I can't comment on plastic surgery. Mitt Romney looks fantastic for his age also. Yeah, and even Donald Trump. Donald Trump is, what, 72? So Donald Trump calls himself a young, vibrant man. He goes, I think that I just feel like a young man. I'm so young, I can't believe it. I'm the youngest person. I love the way he talks. Okay. And, you know, he really doesn't speak the most presidential. What was it the other day? Somebody asked him about, like, a report or, you know, and he cussed. He thought it was BS, and he just said it that way. What do you think of this, Mr. President? I think it's BS. But he says the whole word. It's kind of funny to me. I just, you know, because you expect presidents to kind of all say the same thing where you don't listen. And I think what makes this different is you're actually listening to what he says. You know, I think this is the most listened to president, whether you like what he says or not. You're actually listening to what he says. I mean, I liked watching Bill Clinton talk. I thought the way Bill Clinton made his speech was wonderful, but I would tune him out. But when you hear, you actually listen to what he said. I can't wait for another debate. It's like it's funny. It's entertaining. Maybe it's because I'm in the media. So he says, I think that I just feel like a young man. Biden, for the Democratic front runners, Biden and Sanders are the two leaders for the 2020. And he says they are all making me look young, both in terms of age and I think in terms of energy. Trump said to reporters, I think you people know that better than anybody. So, I'm not sure what exactly is going on here. And, you know, what the Democrats are doing, what the Republicans are doing. You know, whenever you jump into a presidential ring or any sort of election, you're going to be ripped on. And sometimes the smartest thing to do is give the sharks some food. Give them something. So I wonder if the Democrats are letting this whole age thing go. And that's why we're actually seeing reports of even Joe Biden being older than he is. So that everybody kind of goes after his age. Because if you're going after his age, no one may be going after anything real. You know, like in a job interview, I tell you guys to do that all the time. When we talk about job interviews, you're asked to bring up your weaknesses. Or when did you do something wrong? You know, they'll do that. And if you go, I didn't do anything wrong. I have no weaknesses. You don't get the job. So you need to give them something. But you don't want to give them something like, oh, you know, I watch porn all day long. Now, you don't want to give them that. So, like, for me, in my medical school interview, it was, I have horrible handwriting. I'm working on it. You know, thank God I can type very fast, and as we go to electronic medical records. But if you really want to know my biggest weakness for medicine is my handwriting. But I'm working on it, and I'm writing slower, and I'm overcoming. So I gave them something juicy. But it wasn't, you know, well, I can't cook, and I'm not very good in bed, and, you know, I don't shave my legs. I didn't give them that. You see? So... you want to be honest, but you don't want to be too honest, okay? Because it has to be relevant. It has to be something they can bring up at a meeting when they decide, okay, are we going to, you know, yeah. So, well, I was a virgin at the time, so I could have said that, but that's a good thing. That was a good thing. So I'm wondering if maybe with this whole Biden thing, you know, they're trying to be like, look, I'd rather everybody talk about his age than talk about him sniffing hair. And, you know, I gotta be honest, you know, womanizers, we, now with the whole Me Too movement and, you know, us not having to stand up for, you know, people grabbing our butts or, you know, looking at us when we're talking and then staring at our breasts and making us feel uncomfortable. I mean, you know, that kind of stuff we feel like we could be more open about, but, you know, I gotta be honest with you. I've been assaulted by women, you know, to almost the same degree as men. There's a lady who, when I see her, she gives me a hug, but she now does it differently where she touches my face and then she brings her hands down my chest. And she's done this twice. You know, and I've talked about it with, you know, my family, and, you know, the kids go, just tell her to quit touching your boobs, Mom. And I go, I can't do that because it's going to be rude and it's going to look. Here I am in that same thought process of you don't make a big deal and you don't accuse somebody of touching you when, you know, even though they did. But I can't tell you how many women have touched my boobs. And they do it just very, like, they almost do it like a perverted guy would. And I'm like, why is that? And so, you know, so this isn't just all about the guys. You know, women do it too. A lot of women don't bring it up. They don't talk about it. They go, well, you know, it was a girl, so it's okay. No, it's not okay. It's not okay for anybody to touch you when you're not supposed to be touched. It's not okay. But let's say somebody's a womanizer. So they like women. They like to flirt with women. They like, you know, personally, I would rather they be ethical and they don't cheat on their wife and they follow the Bible. But, you know, is it really going to affect the presidency? Could. Maybe not. So we're supposed to be talking about health and age. And what's wrong about what's happening here is anybody who's in their 60s and 70s or 80s who is planning to vote is probably not really liking the conversation of people calling Trump old, Biden old. You know, one thing that nobody's talking about is a lot of people out there are not going to vote for somebody younger than them. Not the first time around. You know, if you're 50 and you're not really liking being 50, and there's somebody running for office in their 30s, you might be like, no way. No way. I could have cleaned this kid's diaper in school. No way. There's a lot of people that will refuse to vote for somebody because they're super young. Now, we worry about the age. Like Bernie Sanders. If Bernie Sanders is 77, which, I, you know, and he still can go way into his 90s, and I think he will. But then it really makes you wonder who his vice president pick is going to be. And a lot of people, they don't want to be voting for the vice president. The vice president is never a clone of the president. That's just not the way it is. It just doesn't work that way. I mean, we loved Reagan. Did we love George, you know, W. Bush, the H.W. Bush? No, not like Reagan. So the idea of, well, no big deal because, you know, Bernie Sanders is 77 or Joe Biden is, you know, 76 or Donald Trump because, you know, we like his vice president. And I mean, I like Mike Pence, you know. But when is a person too old to run for president? Well, I don't think that's in the Constitution. They have to be over, I believe, 35 years old. But in terms of age, they could run as long as they want. And, you know, Trump does act pretty young. He's got a teenage son. He seems to be really active. I mean, I don't hear, you know, and even if he did take a nap, he seems to be all over the news. He seems to be all over social media. He's taking interviews. He's always seen. So whether he's 72, 62, or 82, I'm not really worried about his age right now. You know, people ask, well, what do you think of his cholesterol? Well, I, you know, as long as he's being watched, I'm not that concerned. You know, as long as the cholesterol's low. So, you know, people out there in their 70s, don't think just because somebody's in their 60s or 70s, they're old. They're vibrant. I know a lot of people in their 60s, and they look like they're in their 40s. And they act like they're in their 40s. So young is as young does. So you know, if you feel vibrant and, you know, you're not ready to throw in the towel, you don't. So I think that's fascinating. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addresses the NRA at the national meeting in Indianapolis.
And we believe in the right to self-defense and the right to protect your family, your community, and your loved ones. We believe in the wisdom of our founders. And we believe in freedom and liberty and the right to keep and bear arms.
The so-called experts were again off the mark regarding the growth of the U.S. economy. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
It seems predictions of a slowing U.S. economy have been off the mark. The Commerce Department releasing first quarter GDP numbers showing the economy grew at a 3.2% annualized rate, well above the 2.5% growth that economists had forecast.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, peanut allergies are, looks like, killing kids in more numbers than we ever saw when we were growing up. And so, now, peanut allergy treatment is starting to be done more often. Well, in a recent study, they said peanut allergy treatment may actually be more harmful than the peanuts. It may significantly increase allergic and anaphylactic reactions once you leave the clinic. So after pulling the results of 12 clinical trials, it included a total of more than 1,000 patients, researchers found that compared with avoiding peanut exposure and placebo treatments, oral immunotherapies were associated with 3 times the risk of anaphylaxis and nearly twice the number of serious adverse events. So anaphylaxis is where you feel like your throat is swelling up, you can't breathe, and you go into a full-blown immunological allergic reaction. That's anaphylaxis. And they said that happened when they were doing the oral immunotherapies. They say the premise of these studies was based on the assumption that if you eat peanut in the clinic, you will be desensitized, and that will translate into desensitization everywhere else. They say, according to Dr. Derek Chu, a fellow in clinical immunology and allergy at McMaster University in Ontario, he said, but assumptions don't always turn out to be true. They say part of the problem is that testing in a medical clinic is a controlled environment. A child on oral immunotherapy might be able to ingest a bit of peanut and do fine. But then, when they're at home, other factors like having a cold or exercising, having your period, could affect the way the body interacts with the therapy. So they looked at 12 studies on peanut oral immunotherapy, meaning a therapy to help desensitize you that's taken orally. And it looked at 1,000 patients whose average age was 8.7 years. Three of the trials included in the new study had not been published. And the patients from all 12 studies were kind of pooled into one. And they found that 3 times higher risk in the kids getting therapy than those who were just given a dummy pill who had the allergy. So you see, they took these kids who had a deadly allergy. They treated some, and then they pretended to treat the others. And the ones that were actually truly treated had more issues. They say children on immunotherapy were 2 times more likely to use epinephrine compared to children on a placebo or completely avoiding peanuts. Now, we're going to link this to vaccines. We're going to talk to you guys about this in a second because I know I have a lot of people out there that are really, really concerned about vaccinations. And even though I'm pro-vaccines, I'm here to listen. But going to this oral immunotherapy is not exactly like a vaccine. What the oral immunotherapy is trying to do is kind of make your immune system less dramatic. Make your immune system less hyper. Vaccines are just designed to prime the immune system. So this oral immunotherapy, the body may not like it. Especially when it's like having an army that wants to fight. You know, somebody allergic to peanuts. And this army is ready to blow. They are just ready to bring the rain. And you come out with a person who's supposed to kind of be a liaison and goes, well, you know, I'd like to just talk to everybody and see if we could bring you down a notch. It's unpredictable. Somebody in that army may be like, oh, to heck with this. Some may listen. But when you got an army that wants to fly, just jump, it's going to be a little tricky to hold them back. So this oral immunotherapy science is fascinating, but unfortunately, it's associated with a higher risk of adverse events like allergic reactions or vomiting, upper respiratory tract infection, swelling, and you could still have anaphylaxis at home. You could have a delayed issue. Now, as a parent, I'm a parent. Luckily, my kids aren't allergic to peanuts, but they could one day. You know, you could acquire an allergy. Just because, you know, you can eat peanut butter now doesn't mean you're completely in the clear. They're putting all this crap in our food right now that could be triggering our immune system. But if I was a parent that had a kid that, if he went to a friend's house, could die, just like that girl that ate those Chips Ahoy cookies because she thought the red package was the chewy Chips Ahoy and instead it was the Reese's Chips Ahoy, so she dies. If I was a parent, I would be freaking out, and I would want to do whatever to have my kid less sensitive to a peanut. But they think this therapy may raise the sensitivity threshold, right? Allowing you to hopefully be a little less anaphylactic. So like putting a barrier. And it should work, but it's not going to work on everybody. So a study like this, I hear from a lot of people that, I hate to call them anti-vaxxers, because there's a lot of people that actually they're pro-vaccine, they just, you know, are wary of them. But the ones not entirely 100% on board with vaccination, let's just call them that. They, and this is where they stump me, and I can't answer, because again, I'm pro-vaccine, but this is where I always get stumped and I don't know what to say, is, you know, they go, how do I know that 1 in a million chance is not going to happen to my kid? How do I know that my kid's immune system may not freak out. You don't. Now, we're trying to do designer medicine where we can, you know, genetically screen and see if you're the type that would overreact or not. But, you know, I've been doing telemedicine, and we've had the second wave of flu, and we're seeing people come down with flu or flu-like illness. And I'll just ask, you know, did you get the flu shot this year? And a lot of them said, no, we just don't know. I didn't get my kid the flu shot. No, I just didn't want to. No. Why not? Did you vaccinate your kids? Because that's my next question. When somebody doesn't give their child the flu shot, then my next question is, you know, did they get their other vaccines? And I'm not trying to put them on the defense. I just, you know, trying to document if they're vaccinated or not. And the parents will go, yeah, they're vaccinated. Of course. I'm like, well, of course. So why were you pro those vaccines and not the flu shot? Well, because I hear people get sick from the flu shot. Now, that's a myth. The flu shot doesn't make you sick. You could feel sick from it because it might, you know, cause your immune system to, you know, make you feel like you're sick. Or maybe you got the flu shot late, you know, too late, and so you already were exposed to the flu. Or maybe the flu shot isn't 100% effective that we know. I think this year's flu shot was, what, 36 to 45% effective? We're still waiting on the numbers. So I had that talk with one of my family members. No, I don't get the flu shot because it makes me sick. So we're trying to convince parents, and right now, of all times, we are trying to convince parents to vaccinate their kids. Yet the people that are convincing them aren't even giving their kids the flu shot. I don't get it. And flu kills more. We had 80,000 people die of the flu last year. It kills more than measles. It kills more than HPV does. But we're not having the same passion about the flu shot. Well, because society okays that. It's not the most effective flu shot, as opposed to the measles vaccine being 97% effective. And people just don't look at the flu like they do measles. I think they should. I think flu is deadlier than measles. I think flu kills more than measles. I think it has that potential, especially now. So we need to realize that the body is very, very sensitive. And with these people who have peanut allergies, etc., we try these medications. We think we can overcome nature, you know, and chemistry and physiology. And sometimes we can and sometimes we can't. And sometimes I'm scared to death of how the body could react. But for the most part, most of our bodies do act predictably. But this is one of those studies that makes you scratch your head a little bit. The 1-877-DOCTOR-LINE.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So now that we're coming into the outside season and, you know, hopefully snow's starting to back off and people are getting some sun and, you know, soak up the sun and we're going outside and finally getting tanned, which I need to, bugs, you know, are also liking the weather. And so we use a lot of products to keep mosquitoes and ticks off of us. Well, which ones work? Which ones are the best? Well, Consumer Reports is always all over this. And apparently, the levels of protection can vary with ingredients and application methods. According to Catherine Roberts, Consumer Reports Associate Editor for Health, said this year, we did try to test a lot of products that had more of the so-called natural active ingredients and the so-called essential oils. And they revealed that the products that bill themselves as more natural usually don't perform as well. The DEET-based products, the DEET, are consistently most effective. Now, the natural bug repellents that were good enough had 20% picaridin and 30% oil of lemon eucalyptus. Although with picaridin, lotion versus wipe versions did not perform as well as sprays. Apparently sprays delivered more. And they say products with at least 25 to 30% DEET are most consistently high performing. They say products with the highest scores on Consumer Reports' new list of recommended repellents against mosquitoes last at least 6.5 hours. So the highest scoring ones will last 6.5 hours, which means if you're going on a 12-hour hike, you know, you're going camping, you're going to have to apply it a few times. The lowest rated products were only good for about 2 hours or even less. Of Consumer Reports' 15 recommended products, the active ingredient in one is the oil of lemon eucalyptus, two have the picaridin, and 12 have DEET. So, which were the top five rated products? Well, Total Home, CVS, Woodland Scent, Insect Repellent had 30% DEET, and that did the best. Off Deep Woods Insect Repellent, number 8, Dry, had 25% DEET. Repel Lemon Eucalyptus Insect Repellent, DEET Free. That had 30% oil of lemon eucalyptus, and that did pretty good. Ben's 30% DEET Tick and Insect Repellent, I guess that has 30% DEET. And Coleman Insect Repellent, High and Dry, 25% DEET. How come these guys are getting sprays named after them? I should get a, you know, I don't know, a deodorant or feminine hygiene product named after me. Did you Dahlia today? Yes, I Dahlia'd. Nice and clean. I would like that. Anyway, so some consumers are concerned about using products with DEET, so they want to go for the more natural. And lemon eucalyptus, I guess they think are, you know, will be good enough. Apparently on the Repel lemon eucalyptus, it did. Dr. Roberts says, though, concentrations higher than 30% DEET are not necessary. So if there's like a 50% DEET, you don't have to jump on that one. They say the 30% is fine. And it has been demonstrated to be safe and used as directed. Now, again, you know, I mean, most people, they just go, you know, once a year, a couple times a year. If you do need to spray this on a lot and you do a lot of camping, you might need to talk to your doctor. I mean, again, everybody says things are safe, and then, you know, later you come to find out, well, maybe not so safe. But that was interesting. I learned something. It looks like the 30% is fine. Whereas with sunscreen, it's a little different. With the sunscreen, the higher is better. The more sunblock protection factor you have, the better. We talked about how that works. Let's say something has an SPF of 30. So what you do with that number is you need to know how long it takes you to burn in the sun. So if I get a sunburn in 2 minutes, if I'll burn within 2 minutes of being out in the sun, and I use an SPF of 30, I multiply the two by the 30, and that gives me 60 minutes of protection. But we're being told that's not really the case, because you sweat, you swim, it could wear off. But in terms of the gravity of the protection, if I'm going to be out for 15, 20, 30 minutes, I think I'll trust that 30, SPF 30. SPF 80 is even better. Some of these baby SPFs have, you know, like 80 and 90 and things like that. So, yeah, you could stay out longer, but you a lot of times you have to still reapply. We'll talk about that. Now, let's talk about Florida. This man got a little baby cut on his hand. Unfortunately, it got really bad. He was fishing, and he got a little prick from a fishing hook. That little prick, unfortunately, turned into a flesh-eating bacterial infection. Fisherman Mike Walton caught his hand in a fishing hook in the Gulf of Mexico days ago. Didn't think much of it. But then his hand swelled, and he got black blisters. Antibiotics were cutting it. So he went to an emergency room. He drove himself. Doctors thought he was going to have to lose his arm. They said in a few hours, this could have gone up his arm into his chest, and he wouldn't have been there anymore. There would have been no saving, he said. Doctors considered amputating his arm, but were able to remove the bacteria from the skin tissue between his elbow and the palm of his hand. They had to fillet it out. And he told WFTS he got really lucky. So he ended up having necrotizing fasciitis. and I'm looking at his hand, and they are literally black blisters. Black, when a organ or extremity starts to turn black, it's bad. So, some people will have necrotizing fasciitis and not you won't see anything, but it'll hurt a lot. So if you have a lot of pain, you need to tell your doctor that. Now, some of you will say, well, the doctor doesn't believe me. The doctor will think I want narcotics. And that's my biggest fear. My biggest fear is the doctor won't believe me when I tell him something's really wrong. Now with this opioid crisis and, you know, all this, this need to, you know, cut back on opioids and find people who need treatment, people are going to assume when you're in pain, you're quote-unquote drug-seeking. Well, how you guard against that is tell them, look, I don't care about pain medicines. I'm worried that I got something really bad going on. I'm not coming in for pain medicine. I'm coming in because this is hurt. I want this fixed. I don't want pain medicine. I want this fixed. This is hurting me, and I think I got a deep infection. Which also means you're going to have to remember, if you got cut, the little bacteria can enter the body even through little breaks of the skin that you don't even see. And a nasty bacteria will find its way in, just like rabies. I mean, rabies can kill within days, and it's because that virus knows where to find a nerve and then travel up the highway. Now, Mr. Walton works in construction. He says he's still going to fish. He goes, I want to go right now. I ain't going to slow me down. It's one thing I enjoy. Now, doctors told him that the infection is contained, but he will likely be on antibiotics for another month, probably IV antibiotics, and he's going to require weeks to heal because they had to fillet open that hand, that arm, to get that infection out. But you have got to. I don't care what the copay is. I don't care. You know, a lot of us are in debt. We owe on a house. We owe on a car. You have got to go to the emergency room if you get a cut and it starts to hurt really bad. And if you don't think the doctor is going to take it seriously, what you do is you go, look, you know, these flesh-eating, you know, I heard about the guy in Florida. I heard about the girl in Georgia where the infection was so deep that they almost lost their arm. How do I know I don't have this infection? And if you want, use the term necrotizing fasciitis. How do I know I don't have necrotizing fasciitis? And then have them try to explain why you don't. And a lot of times they'll be like, well, you know what? Maybe we'll try a stronger antibiotic. Yeah, you think? So, but some wounds hurt. I mean, dog bites hurt. They hurt. And Augmentin usually does well. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.